KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today, a high of 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In the news, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has nominated the site of a former Atlantic business to be put on its Superfund cleanup list. EPA Region 7 spokesman Chris Whitley says the former PCE dry cleaners could be put on the list.
The Superfund program has a priority list, a national priorities list, and this basically assigns a level of urgency, importance to if you will, the worst of the worst.
Whitley says the former Atlantic business, located near the southeast side of 7th and Plum Streets, is one of several sites involving dry cleaning that have raised environmental concerns.
The property at this site has been contaminated with a number of different solvents, including PCE, TCE, and there's some additional solvents and degradation products that go along with the dry cleaning industry. The property there operated as a business in the 1960s.
The building was leased in 1974 by the Iowa Department of Transportation for use as a materials testing laboratory, and it was demolished sometime after 1982.
The land is now occupied by a bank, but it's actually the groundwater that's beneath the surface that has the contamination, and assuming this site is indeed added to the national priorities list, that would be the contamination that EPA would target for addressing.
Well, he says everyone has a chance to weigh in on the request to put the site on the Superfund list.
There's always a 60-day comment period during which the public can speak out however they feel about this happening.
He said the City of Atlantic and the Atlantic Municipal Utilities have expressed support for placing the site on the list. You can go to the EPA's website to comment on the proposal. A traffic stop for a vehicle with expired license tags resulted in the arrest of a man and woman from Cass County on drug charges. The Daily Nonpareil says 32-year-old Randy Schaefer and 32-year-old Jacob Leary, both of Atlantic, were taken into custody at around 12:45 p.m. Sunday after the car they were in was pulled over by a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy near Oakland at Highway 6 and 470th Street. According to the police report, during the course of the stop, officers found 16.1 grams of methamphetamine, as well as four syringes, which were classified as drug paraphernalia. Schaefer and Leary were arrested on a felony suspicion of possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver charge and possession of drug paraphernalia. If convicted on the felony charges, they face up to 25 years in prison each and fines amounting to $50,000 apiece. Sunday's arrest was the third in 2 months for Leary, who was arrested in Cass County on felony drug charges August 4th and burglary and theft charges September 12th. Before Sunday's arrest, he was scheduled to appear in a Cass County courthouse for a pretrial hearing on a felony charge of possession of less than 5 grams of methamphetamine within 1,000 feet of a park or school. If convicted of that Class C felony, he could face up to 10 years in prison. And the records show that Leary was released after paying $3,000 of a $30,000 bond, or 10%. Schaefer and Leary were arrested September 12th for breaking into a vehicle and stealing personal items. They were charged with third-degree burglary and fifth-degree theft, according to court documents. Schaefer was released from the Cass County Jail on her own recognizance. Leary was released for that incident after posting $2,000 of a $10,000 bond. Both were being held Monday in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $25,000 bond each. The Audubon Police Department Monday released a report on recent arrests. On September 20th, 54-year-old Robert Charles Atkinson was arrested for public intoxication, third or subsequent offense. He was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. On September 19th, 48-year-old Michelle Ann Darrow was arrested for driving under suspension. She was later released on bond. September 18th, Audubon police arrested 30-year-old Sean Leroy Schmidt of Audubon for violation of a no-contact order. He later appeared before the magistrate. That same day, 22-year-old Samantha Christine Schmidt was arrested for aiding and abetting. She was also transported to the Audubon County Jail and appeared before a magistrate. In the funeral announcements, Robert H. Green, age 87, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Green will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Pat Anderson, age 69, of Greenfield, died Friday in Des Moines. A Mass of Resurrection for Pat Anderson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Stanley Lillard, age 45, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday at Mercy Medical Center. Funeral services for Stanley Lillard will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Darcy Marie Town, age 35, of Kansas City, Missouri, died Saturday. Funeral services for Darcy Town will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Kathleen Kathy McCrory of Atlantic, age 70, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Kathy McCrory will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Russell Lundy, age 77, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Private family services will be held for Russell Lundy. The Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.